Wisconsin and four other Great Lakes states have sued the Army Corps of Engineers in Chicago Water Reclamation District. The states want more frequent closure of navigational locks that could let Asian carp into Lake Michigan. And the states want faster action on a study as to how to fully separate the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to touch the carp issue earlier this year, but Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he expected the case to have to go to the federal district court, where it is now. Van Hollen says the argument before the judge will be that the march of the carp toward the Great Lakes is an unusual situation.
Combined with the fact that they can destroy the ecosystem, which would impact the economy, recreation, and basically life as we know it on and around the Great Lakes, and combine that with the fact that there is something we can now do about it.
Van Hollen says the defendants are asking for more time to prepare their case, so today's hearing may just be to firm up the hearing schedule. In the meantime, barge operators are part of a coalition that is asked to enter the case on the side of the defendants. Lynn Munch of the American Waterways Operators says closing the locks would not stop the carp.
There are a lot of other things that can be done to stop the carp from getting into the lakes while continuing for commerce to move through those locks.
Munch says federal and state agencies would be better off building a third electrical barrier in a canal that connects the Mississippi system with the Great Lakes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.